The Voice Bank presents Bhagavad Gita for the Creative Soul. Conceived and written by Saurin Desai, narrated by Sheetal Sani and Saurin Desai. This interpretation of the Bhagavad Gita is not scholarly or literal, but personal and creative, with no intent to hurt the sentiments of any individual, community or religion.
It is said that the Bhagavad Gita has answers for all and all the answers. Join writer and seeker Saurin Desai as each week he grapples with thoughts and challenges related to life, work, and creativity. Then explore the timeless wisdom of the Gita to discover how to harness creativity with grace, understanding, empathy, and timelessness. Welcome to Bhagavad Gita for the Creative Soul. This is episode 14, and Saurin is looking to overcome his birthday blues and rediscover the joy of celebrating his birthday.
I recall my childhood birthday with great fondness. My parents would take pains to ensure the day was special. There would be a present, usually something I required, a special meal, calls from friends and relatives with wishes and blessings. The walls would be festooned. In the evening, my friends and some neighbors would come over with gifts. There would be silly hats that we nevertheless loved wearing. There was always a cake to be cut. We'd munch on samosas and potato crisps, sip soft drinks. My friends left with return gifts. I'm sharing this to tell you that my disinterest in birthdays did not arise from any negative experience. I just simply outgrew them. If you were to ask me for a specific moment, I honestly can't recollect one. However, if I were to hazard a guess, it coincided with my growing awareness and increased acceptance of my introverted nature. As I entered my early 30s, even receiving birthday wishes began to feel tiring. The last straw on my back was when strangers on Facebook who knew nothing about me except my birth date would send their wishes. The absurdity of it all led me to hide my birth date on social media. I made it my mission to keep as few people as possible aware of my birthday and receive even fewer birthday wishes. I became creative with my reasons for not sharing my date of birth. But my chief excuse has been, why celebrate my birthday? How is it an achievement? What have I done on that day apart from being born? Besides, it was not even my doing, this coming into existence. Well, the connection between birthdays and the Bhagavad Gita may not be immediately apparent, but there's something I did find. Else we would not have had this episode now, would we?
Avyakta dini bhutani vyakt madhyani bharat avyakt nidhnan yev tatrika paridevana. Chapter 2, verse 28. All beings are unmanifested before birth, manifested in life, and O son of Bharata, are again unmanifested upon death. So why grieve?
The shloka has prompted me to reflect upon birthdays beyond my physical body and this lifetime. It has gotten me to realize that celebrating a birthday is not about this perishable body being born on earth, but rather the transition of my eternal soul from the unmanifested to the manifested. It's about honoring the universe that has been flowing through me, creating with ideas and words. And so, here's the shift I'm working upon. From now on, birthdays symbolize the journey of the eternal soul, not just the birth of the physical body. They're also about celebrating the creative energy of the universe that flows through me. This doesn't mean I have to wear silly hats once again and throw grand parties. The focus will always stay on the internal, not the external. What else? I will meditate and reflect upon the year that has been. Be in gratitude by acknowledging the people and experiences that have transformed my life. Set intentions for the year ahead in terms of what I want to create in every aspect of my life. Indulge in activities that nurture my body and soul, bringing me joy and peace. Consider giving back to the universe, or rather paying it forward by planting a few trees, volunteering for a cause, or running a free workshop. And will I freely share my date of birth from now on? Maybe I will, maybe I won't. The Gita is a series of life lessons, not a collection of magical spells. There are no instant solutions. Transformation takes effort, persistence, and patience. Thank you for your time and attention, the greatest gift you can give me. I am Saurin Desai, and each week I delve into the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita. Together, let's create a community of creative souls on this journey of self-discovery and growth. If you have any thoughts, questions, or feedback, reach me at gitacreativesoul@gmail.com. And from this moment onward, I'm on a quest to overcome my birthday blues and rediscover the joy of celebrating my birthday.
You are listening to Bhagavad Gita for the Creative Soul, produced by The Voice Bank, conceptualized and written by Saurin Desai, voiced by Sheetal Sahani and Saurin Desai, directed by Sundar Sethuraman, executive producer Rashmi Sundaram, special advisor Kushagra Singh, music by Sushant Sonable and Direndra, recorded by Tejas Jadhav and Agnel George. Sound designing and mixing by Sushant Sonable. Recorded at Crescendo Studios, Mumbai. Text copyright, Saurin Desai. Sound recording copyright, The Voice Bank.